go behind the high walls, gilded gates and palace facades and into the very heart of the most famous families alive. Here's your daily consort from the Royal Observer.
Meghan Markle, 43, is set for a major comeback in 2025 thanks to her new Netflix shows centered around cooking and gardening and her official brand launch. American Riviera Orchard became a S show after its soft launch back in March, which found one Sussex source claiming the Duchess team is working hard to build up another major premiere. The secrecy surrounding the elusive brand led one Hollywood insider to reveal she's been keeping her cards close to her chest. But I can tell you that she is the CEO of American Riviera Orchard, so all these rumors about her having a hard time finding a CEO are false. An industry insider spilled, as far as Meghan being quiet, she's been in the background working on her entrepreneurial efforts. Both the Netflix project and her brand will come out within the same timeline in the new year. It's going to be a good year for Meghan specifically. She's spent the majority of the year doing work behind the scenes to launch a project in the first few months of 2025. Insiders are claiming the Duchess of Sussex sees herself as the next Martha Stewart, with one friend of the lifestyle mogul replying, "We've joked that she doesn't even think twice about Meghan Markle. She doesn't even consider her to be on her radar." Meghan's brand has faced several trademark challenges that have significantly delayed its launch since its promotional debut in March. The US Patent and Trademark Office, USTO, initially rejected Meghan's brand name application in August, citing that the name American Riviera Orchard was primarily geographically descriptive. According to the USTO, trademarks referencing specific locations are not typically eligible for protection, as they describe the origin rather than distinguish the brand. This rejection has been a critical hurdle for the brand's trademark approval process, according to one Sussex insider. The office flagged issues with the lifestyle product line's logo design to complicate matters further. They noted that the stylized O in Orchard was unrecognizable, and that the application failed to provide a clear description of the logo. Without an accurate description, the USTO deemed the application incomplete and requested a revision to include precise details about the design. In response to these setbacks, Meghan's legal team requested a 3-month extension to resolve the trademark issues. This extension is critical, as missing the deadline could require restarting the entire application process from scratch. The additional time will likely address the geographic descriptiveness concern, revise the logo description, and respond to the opposition from Harry and David. However, the delays have already impacted the brand's launch timeline. Despite some promotional efforts, such as sending products to influencers, the line has yet to announce an official release date or detailed product information. Page 6 reported on the insider revelations.
For more of your daily consort, be sure to visit theroyalobserver.com. Subscribe and like this podcast. Oh, and keep calm and carry on.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.